Top 5 Face Off contains adult themes and language that some people may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
She's Curly Hurst.
And she's Harriet Squirrel.
And this is Top 5 Face Off, the official world ranking of everything. What are we ranking today, Hurst?
Well, Squirrel, today we will be ranking the top 5 Christmas movies of all time.
Coming right up after this.
There's more than 5, call Squirrel and Hurst. It's the top 5 face-off. Actual facts. It's the top 5 face-off. Facts are exact. Top 5 face-off. Top 5 face-off. Official world ranking. What's next? You decide.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, rankers. Welcome back, or if this is your first time, welcome to the show. For our new rankers, Squirrel, why don't you tell them what we do here and why we do it?
Well, Hurst, this is Top 5 Face Off, the official world ranking of everything. Each week, we choose a random topic suggested by our patrons, and we rank the top 5 and the worst things from that topic. And then you, the rankers, go to our website at www.top5faceoff.co.uk and vote for which of us is correct. Except this week, we're not doing a random topic. We're doing the first of 2 Christmas specials, and we'll be ranking the top 5 Christmas movies.
Yay. But we don't like to get to the point too quickly because we're British, so we'll kick off with a little bit of small talk. What's been going on, Squirrel?
What has been going on? A lot of Christmas stuff. Mm. A lot of, you know, people where they're like, oh, it's Christmas, we must do a face-to-face.
Ugh.
Come to London.
Ugh.
Expose yourself to germs.
Yeah.
Exhaust yourself right before Christmas. Yeah, so there's been a lot of Christmas parties and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, same. I work in London and I have to be in once a week. And unfortunately, my office is just off Oxford Street.
Oh, nightmare.
So, yeah, it's been extremely busy and the tube's been a nightmare. But yeah, I just want to get Christmas over with now. So,
yeah, absolutely. I work from home. So last week I was in London 3 days.
Ooh.
And that was a complete shock to the system.
Yeah.
I've usually just stuffed a jumper over my pajamas, maybe run a brush through my hair. But, you know, that's on a special day.
Stuck it in a ponytail.
Exactly. And this time I had to be fully dressed out the house with a bag and, you know, making sense in front of people. It was, yeah, a bit too much for me.
Horrible.
Yeah, it was. So that's also what was gripping my shit too.
Yeah, same. I just don't like Christmas people in London. There's far too many people. There's far too many children. Big crowds everywhere. I'm on this tube because I'm trying to get to work. You're on this tube because you're being annoying. You've come to look at the pretty lights or go to Hamleys or whatever shop you're going to. Get off my train.
Excellent. Okay, yes.
So, yes, that's what's been gripping my shit.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. I think for me, it's like it's just never ending.
Mm.
Like I feel like I've done my shopping. Oh no, then there's somebody else or there's something else. I've wrapped everything. Oh no, there's something else put safely in another place and I can't remember where I've put it and I can't find it.
Yeah. And then you get it all and you sit there and go, this all now needs to be wrapped.
Yes, and there's so much. And I think it's a great idea in November that, you know, everyone has lots of little things and there's lots to unwrap. And then by this point now, what are we, 17th? I'm sick of it.
Yeah, sobbing quietly in the corner.
Cannot wrap another thing. Haven't even wrapped any of Matt or Sam's stuff. So good luck to them.
Oh, just give it to them. Here you go. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Save on the recycling.
Yeah, there you go. And then what's been making me feel old? Oh, my God. So Sam, who I still think of as, you know, maybe 5 or 6, especially at Christmas time, has just submitted his UCAS form.
Wow.
Like, I just finished uni a couple of years ago. No way do I have a child old enough to apply.
Wow.
I mean, he can barely do his shoelaces up. Never mind go to uni. That's ridiculous.
For me, it's more around I kind of fell down the stairs a bit. Really stupid, hoovering. And the hoover went and I went to grab it. And all I did was kind of overstretch. I sort of put my leg back down 3 or 4 steps and completely annihilated my calf.
Oh my God, that sounds horrible.
I swear to God, like in your 20s, you'd have bounced back the next day. But now in my 40s, it took a full month and a fractured boot and physiotherapy just to get me walking again.
Oh my God, that's serious.
Getting old sucks.
See, what I would take from that is hoovering is very dangerous and should not be done.
Yep, I won't be hoovering the stairs in the near future.
One of our bits of flooring, like it's wooden, and it's really, really slippy. And I took a massive tumble the other day and all my hip and my ribs slammed onto the floor, all horribly bruised. And yeah, I feel about 100 as well.
You just can't bounce back like you used to.
No, not at all.
Anyway.
Okay, enough of that. Oh, I know. Let's look at some of the rankers' comments from the last episode. We'll do the comments first and then a big reveal of who won.
Absolutely.
Or do we do it the other way around?
Let's do that. Let's look at some comments and then see who won.
All right, cool. So Meg98, a vote for Squirrel, says Christmas wrapping slaps. Okay, Hurst, this is a vote for you. It's the season of goodwill to all men, which also coincides with the season of Hurst. Some solid picks here, and I don't think Squirrel helped himself by picking something to do with Scott Mills, who I have long held a strong dislike for.
Ooh.
Sorry, Squirrel, you weren't to know. But do you want to know a fun fact? My mum went out with Noddy Holder of Slade fame for a brief time many years ago. That is from The Vision. That is quite a cool claim to fame.
Gosh.
And he says, Merry Christmas, everyone. Hurst, another for you. I love driving home for Christmas. Sad that neither of you chose Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End by The Darkness.
I was surprised that was missed off as well.
Yeah, who doesn't love a spangly jumpsuit at Christmas? This is a good one. And it doesn't say who it's from, but it does say a subscription to Top 5 Face Off is surely the best Christmas gift you could buy.
Okay.
That is obviously an avid fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurst, another one. This wasn't so much Hurst winning as Squirrel doing a Hurst. So presumably Squirrel's fourth choice
fourth
was
choice,
rubbish.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a vote for Squirrel. Two seriously dodgy choices, saved by the greatest Xmas song of all time. Bar Humbug is definitely too strong. That is from Trooper. Another for Hurst. I love both of Squirrel's left field picks. And even though I'm tired of people regurgitating the same songs we hear over and over again, Fairy Tale of New York has to be at number one. It just has to be. Nothing else matters. Love and Christmas, Holly. Thank you, Holly.
Okay.
Another vote for Hurst. A rare Dav Paz deviation from the Squirrel Squad into the Hurst huddle. A classic list of great songs. Fun fact about driving home for Christmas. Since Chris Rea is from my hometown of Middlesbrough, the home he was driving to is probably not the bucolic setting that the song inspires. Love the sleigh bells. Much love. Once in Royal Dav Paz City. Very clever. Squirrel, it's about time. Love, Scott M. Maybe that's Scott Mills from the one further
maybe.
Up.
Maybe.
Probably not. But maybe, you never know. Another one for Hurst. Approach this episode with every intention of complete non-bias, having been accused of Hurst favouritism. However, with the greatest respect, Squirrel, you really screwed the pooch, sneezed on the stardust and knitted the noodle sideways this time. Two complete unknowns in the best Christmas song ranking. Pull the other one. Hurst wins my vote fair and square this time. Rachel.
Ah, we love Rachel.
Okay. Another one for Hurst. I didn't really like E17, but I don't like All I Want for Christmas Is You even more. So I was happy that this got a number one at the time, and it's my second favourite. No, it's not weird to have favourite songs of bands you dislike. Shut up. E17 song behind It's All Right. However, Wham's Last Christmas is a contender for best Christmas song ever, so it's a vote for Hurst, but it's a shame about The Waitresses, as I really do like that one too. The decisions we have to live with. Don't know who that's from. And last two, I'm afraid, are both for Squirrel. I can hear the older rankers howling about the new songs all the way from the USA. Not the case for me, though. I like the Christmas single song and I love the old 97s. So a vote for Squirrel from Ohio. And my admittedly irrational hatred for that Wham song would be enough to swing my vote here, even if my perfectly reasonable hatred for E17 wasn't. Some very strong opinions there.
Yeah.
Okay, so the critical point. Do you think you've got it this time, Hurst, or not?
Oh, no. No.
Well, it is 19 votes for Squirrel and 22 votes for Hurst.
Well done, darling. Bravo.
At last. Oh. Okay. Very, very good.
Well done.
So this week's topic is Christmas movies. We will do the countdown from fifth to first, stopping briefly to discuss the very worst Christmas movie of all time. It should have been the top five biscuits, but then we did Christmas specials instead.
Yeah, and it's absolutely crucial. Rankers understand the worst is just for fun. In no way should it affect your vote. Don't worry about it. It's our opinion on what the worst is. You're not allowed to use it as part of your voting. You can only vote on top five bestest.
Yes. Obviously, the whole world is relying on the rankers to remain focused and true. Let's decide who will start by flipping the coin of destiny. How do we know which side is whom?
So, heads for Hurst and squirrels have tails.
Am I supposed to have a coin or something?
Yeah.
Oh, here's a coin. I go on. Okay, this is really going to... Whoopsie. It's heads.
Oh, is that you me? That's me. Okay, yeah. Okay, right. So, my number five is Die Hard. This is very controversial. I appreciate
this.
Very
controversial.
But it is a Christmas movie for several reasons.
Okay, there's
a Christmas party. It's on Christmas Eve. There are Santa hats and machine guns involved. For me, number five is Die Hard. And for me, it is something that I watch every Christmas and only at Christmas. And Let It Snow plays at the end just for Santa. So, you know.
So it's got to be.
Yeah.
Okay. So my fifth, I'm going straight in there with the Christmas mulch. I really, really love Christmas movies. Mm. I love the Hallmark Christmas movies that are super cheesy. I am just full on Christmas. So my number five is Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay. Which one? The black and white one or the newer one?
No, the one with Richard Attenborough.
Yes, okay.
I watch it every year while I'm wrapping my presents. So nobody else in the house really likes it, but I love it. So I watch it while I wrap. It's quite nostalgic, I think, because of that. And it's just so cute. And the little girl's really cute. And it's a really good Santa. He's such a good Santa.
He's a good Santa.
Yeah. And it's all about that faith and belief. And I am team believe. So, yeah, I love it.
Okay, we have very different views on Christmas movies.
Yeah, Carly's looking at me like, oh my God, what have I got myself into? This woman is insane.
I think I might lose this one.
I'm sure you won't. Most people don't like Hallmark, sloppy, you know, family Christmas crap.
No, lots of people do. And I think this is where my downfall is.
No, not with all the nerds and the malks. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll come in with my number four.
Yep.
For me, it's Gremlins because who doesn't love a tiny little Gizmo? And he is very cute.
He is
but
so
then,
cute.
You know, there are three rules for Gizmo, and that's don't expose him to light, don't get him wet, and absolutely do not feed him after midnight. And within the first 20 minutes of the film, all three things happen and chaos comes around in the form of these gremlins. But for me, the absolute heroine of this movie is the mum because she kicks ass. She's got these monsters in the house and one goes in the food blender and she turns it on and gets whizzed up. One goes in the microwave and he turns it on and there's just this green explosion. And then she goes at one with this kitchen carving knife like Bates Motel. She's just full on psycho mode with these gremlins and the other one gets kicked into the fire. So
love it.
Again, it's only something that I watch around Christmas.
Okay.
It has everything. It's got the love story, it's got the Christmas theme, it's got the gore and a bit of slapstick around it as well. And it's the true holiday message behind it is if you give your child a cursed pet as a present, that's on you.
Absolutely. You reap what you sow.
So yeah, my number four is Gremlins.
Okay. Yeah, we are quite different in our Christmas movies, which is fine. That makes it more interesting. Okay, my number four is quite a recent one. Mm-mm. So isn't there a 10-year, you can't reveal the plot or something been in the last 10 years? And I think this was 99. So it's Last Christmas. Have you seen it?
Yes, that's the one with Emilia Clarke.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, it's a nice film.
It is a nice film. And it has, you know, all the positive messages, but also it's really funny. The mum, played by Emma Thompson, She's hilarious. So it's all about a girl who works as an elf in a Christmas shop. She works there all year round. It's one of those all year Christmas shops, which I just can't imagine doing well in, say, February. Mm. But anyway, the boss, the manager, owner of the shop there is also really funny. But it's just got a really nice message. And so it's about a guy and a girl falling in love. And the guy works in a homeless shelter. So that's a nice thing. And she has a really amazing singing voice. And I feel like I'm going to give quite a bit away if I keep talking, so I'm going to leave it there. But it is a really nice film, and there is a bit of a twist which the first time I watched it I was not expecting, so I really liked it.
I like the film. It hasn't made the list, and I haven't struggled too much with my list, but yeah. Okay. My number three is relatively new.
Ooh.
My number three is Violent Night.
Yes, I've seen that one. It's good.
So it's a Santa who used to be an ex like Viking warrior with his axe called Skull Crusher. He's kind of a bit blue at the minute because kids are wanting iPads and video games and not toys made of wood. And, you know, he's having issues with his reindeer and all this kind of stuff. But just whilst, you know, he's really kind of a bit down and blue, he goes to this big house that's currently being robbed. There's a group of bad people holding a family to ransom. And there's this cute little girl who's, you know, also being held to ransom, and he just gets his rage on, full-on Christmas rage. So, you know, he kind of just lets his inner Viking go. So again, because it's quite new, I won't sort of spoil it, but there's, you know, it's Violent Night, so there is lots of gore and blood behind it. It's kind of funny as well. There's that kind of slapstick element behind it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got Santa saving the day. He uses Christmas decorations as lethal weapons. He sucks a candy cane into a chopstick and stabs it through someone's neck. I mean, you can't get more Christmas than this.
You really can't. I mean,
Christmas. You know, blood splattered yuletide hug of a Christmas movie, if you ask me.
We really do have different views on Christmas movies.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel quite dark, actually.
No, first. Lovely. No, that is a good movie, though. That is a good one. So my 1, 2, and 3 have swapped around quite a bit, but I think I'm going to go with it like this. My number three is Arthur Christmas. So yet again, I'm afraid.
Haven't seen that one.
Oh, you must. It's, well, there's no blood or horror or gore, so it might not be your thing. There's
I'll watch
not
it when
really
I'm
that much violence at all. But it is it's a cartoon, an animation, and it's about generations of Father Christmas. So there's Grand Santa, who's the grandpa, was Father Christmas kind of during the war and stuff. And then there's the current Father Christmas, and then he's got two sons, and it's who's going to be the next Father Christmas, basically. Mm. And one of the sons is all about spreadsheets and like it's a military operation, and he's kind of really in charge at the moment, and he thinks he's a shoo-in to take over, no worries. And then there's Arthur, his brother, who is in the mail room and answers the letters that people write to Father Christmas that none of the others think are important. But he is just the embodiment of Christmas. He's so lovely. He's so worried about the children getting their toys. And like, it's the old fashioned kind of idea of Father Christmas rather than this military kind of, well, we got almost all of them. Don't worry about it. We'll be fine. So, but yeah, basically one present doesn't get delivered and gets left behind. And it's the story of how it gets to the child in the end, if it gets to the child, no spoilers. And then at the very end, who's going to take over? But it is just a really cute movie. It's very Christmassy. It's quite funny. And he's one of my favourite bits is Arthur's got these slippers that are like reindeers with these googly eyes, and they play Christmas carols.
Awesome.
And they go off trying to deliver this lost present, and they end up in the wilds of Africa with like lions and tigers, and they're sort of being stalked by them. And he takes off his slippers and he's like hypnotising them with the music that's coming out of his slippers. It's so funny. So it's really, really cute. It is a kiddie film, but that's my number three, Arthur Christmas.
Sure. I will watch it. I'll make an effort to watch it. I'm trying to watch Christmas movies that I haven't seen because I tend to keep to the same Christmas movies every year. So I'll give it a whirl.
Okay.
My number two, and I've kind of done a U-turn here, is Elf.
Okay. Okay.
We watch it every year on Christmas Day. I think we missed it once one year because my folks came over early and we didn't get a chance to watch it.
Oh.
I like it because it's funny. This kind of baby gets snuck into Santa's sack and gets brought up as an elf, even though he's, you know, 6'3" and shaving. He goes off to New York to find his real dad, who's on the naughty list. And then you've got this Buddy the Elf who just spreads chaotic cheer by eating syrupy spaghetti and yelling at fake Santa and just confusing every New Yorker he meets. It's just a really fun Christmas movie. It's not too cutesy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not kind of overly cute Christmas movie, but it's funny and...
It is totally the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I've done a complete U-turn on it, but it is one we do tend to watch every year at Christmas. And the first time I watched it with Matt, so I hadn't seen it. It'd been out for years before I first watched it, but yeah, now it's made our Christmas day list. So my number two is Elf.
Okay, excellent choice. Okay, so my number two, I was a little bit undecided, but I've gone with it. It's Love Actually, which is a bit controversial because women don't have a great lead in this. There are problematic storylines throughout.
It's of its generation, though.
It is. And Matt and I went to see it at the cinema, and we watch it every Christmas Eve, every year. And then we introduced Sam to it the other year, and he loves it. And I just love all the little kind of stories that all link together as it goes along. And I love Hugh Grant as Prime Minister. Mm. He's hilarious. His dancing and singing is so funny. And then those two, Martin Freeman and Joanna Page, who have that weird job that isn't really, surely it's not really a job. They stand in for film stars, like to check lighting and things, but they always have to be naked and they're doing weird sex moves. And you're like, is that really a job?
Are they body doubles?
Yeah, something like that. But they're testing lighting and things.
Not very Christmassy. Like,
no, but it's absolutely hilarious because they just talk about like the traffic and it's so funny. I didn't really explain the film actually, did I? So it's a story about Hugh Grant becoming Prime Minister, and then his sister is in another section of the stories. That's Emma Thompson, and her husband's Alan Rickman. And Alan Rickman is a real baddie. He's worse than in Die Hard, I swear. And then there's just loads of little interlinking stories, and it's really cute. And yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, it nearly made the list, but Alf pinched it for me.
Yeah, fair.
Right, have we both done our number two now?
Yes.
Right, so before we announce our top Christmas movies, let's take a moment to pour disdain over the very worst Christmas movies. So the worst Christmas movie for me is Home Alone 4. What a crock of absolute bullcrap.
I didn't even know there
Home
was
Alone
a 4.
Sucks ass. So completely, same characters, but not quite. So Kevin has like just lost two siblings because there's only Buzz and Megan. So somewhere along the line, Jeff and Linny are like non-existent. Marv is in it, played by some other actor, but they dress him up as Harry. So he's in like the long trench coat and the beanie hat.
What?
I'm like, really confusing. Mum and Dad have split up. Dad's banging some fancy rich bird, and Kevin spends Christmas with them in this big house, and they have some royal family coming over, and Marv's trying to kidnap the prince, and so, you know, it's utter spaff. It really is.
Yeah,
and
it sounds shit.
Yeah, they should have stopped it too.
Yes. I mean, I do love Home Alone.
Yeah, I would throw in Home Alone 3, but that's technically not at Christmas. That I think that happens around like New Year and stuff, but yeah, Home Alone.
Stop it too.
Yeah, sucks ass.
Okay, fair. My worst, it's called Christmas on the Square.
Ooh.
Now, I started by telling you that I love the Hallmark movies and all those cheesy. And so this is Dolly Parton at Christmas. And I was like, yes, I am all in for this. This is going to be amazing. Proper schmaltz. I couldn't even get past the first scene.
Wow.
It was so cringe. It was so, oh God, it was just awful. Just so bad. They're all singing and dancing in this weird fake way in a square. Oh God, it was just so bad. I couldn't even watch it. Yeah, so that's my worst.
I nearly, bit of a confession, went for the Polar Express for the last, but for fear of being lynched, I thought I wouldn't.
Oh my God.
Polar Express is just weird. It's a bunch of weird kids on a weird train, and I don't get it. But I know so many people love it, and that, so I'm like, no, I'll go with Home Alone 4 because that actually does suck ass.
That's probably safer. Yeah. Both awful movies, but remember, rankers, the worst doesn't count.
Does not count.
It's just for fun. So let's get back to the important business of our number one Christmas movies of all time. I just can't even imagine what yours is.
For me, it's Home Alone.
Yes!
And there was a big toss between Home Alone or Home Alone 2 because they're both equally, for me, just as good.
Okay.
But the first one topped it. I mean, you've got this 8-year-old kid with the confidence of a Navy SEAL who's just wishes his family would go away and his family go away. And he darts off like any kid on their own word. He eats junk food. He watches movies he's not allowed to. He's living his best no parents life.
Absolutely.
Then these two cat burglars decide to rob the house. But unfortunately, Kevin is basically MacGyver in footy pajamas, and he turns his home into this festive torture maze. You've got paint cans to the face, flaming heads, and booby traps everywhere, and it's just so funny. The timing is genius. There's all sorts of shenanigans involved. Harry and Marv are just, their timing together, it's just, I love to laugh. I like funny movies. I like it, especially like if there's a little bit of gore and people are getting hurt. I find that really funny.
I'm getting that.
I'm pretty twisted.
A little bit dark.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
And because the first time I saw it as a kid was on Boxing Day with my family and my dad. So it has this real kind of Christmassy vibe to it anyway. But yes. Yeah, I like it because it's Christmassy. It's funny. The music is lovely. Like whenever you hear that kind of music at the start, you know exactly. Yep. You know exactly what movie's about to start. So
absolutely. That is a good choice. That is a good choice.
It's just and full on Christmas for me.
It definitely bothered my list. It was in and out, because it is an absolute classic. And I do love the John Candy character as well. It's just so random and doesn't fit with anything else, but it's really funny.
Playing the clarinet in a random band.
That's so weird. But yeah, no, it's a great movie. Good choice.
So I've got some Home Alone facts or fiction. So the first one is in Home Alone, Kevin draws the battle plan of his house and what he wants to do. That was actually supposed to be made by the art department, but the one that Macaulay Culkin drew, they really liked and they kept his original in the film.
Oh, I like it.
So there's that one.
Yeah, that's possible.
And the other one is Kevin was supposed to rig a trap where car toy rolled across the floor, hit a domino line, launched a Lego into the air and rang a tiny bell purely so he could say, "Some people ring the doorbell, I make the doorbell ring back."
I love it. I don't remember that bit. I feel like I would remember it. Okay, I'm going to go with the first one being the fact.
Yeah, so this little 8-year-old Macaulay Culkin drew his battle plan, and it's his actual drawing.
I love it.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, that's cute. That's
probably
really
worth
cool.
an absolute fortune now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. My number one has already been mentioned. It is Elf.
Hey.
I just love it. I came to it quite late. So when Sam was little and he performed in a version of it, he was the dad. And so we watched it a lot. But I haven't got sick of it. It's still really funny. It's Christmassy and lovely, but there's those little bits more to it, which I really love. And New York at Christmas looks so amazing.
Yeah,
it's definitely on my list. But no, I love it. It's so cool. And I love how he wins round the brother. And again, it's all about believing in Father Christmas because I'm team believe. So yeah, I just love it. It's my absolute favourite. And I watch it every year without fail.
Aww.
Yes. And Sam has a new girlfriend this year and she'd never seen it. Perfect excuse to watch it.
Indeed, yes.
Everybody has to have seen it.
Yeah, no, get her on it.
Oh, and I've got a fact. Ooh. And an estimated fact. Yes. Okay. They had to film the breakfast scene, you know, where Buddy eats cold spaghetti with syrup and like pastries and sweets and stuff. They had to film that twice because he was sick into it the first time. Will Ferrell, because it was so gross. Or when he's in the doctor and he takes out the little balls of cotton wool and starts eating them, he wasn't meant to do that. It was improvised, but everyone thought it was so funny they kept it in, where he's just eating these little balls of cotton wool that he thinks are candy floss.
Ooh. I think I'm going to go with the second one. I think I'm going to go with the cotton wool.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I'm afraid you're wrong.
I'm wrong.
Yes.
So he was actually sick in the spaghetti.
Ugh. Yes.
Gross.
How gross is that? The cotton wool actually wasn't cotton wool. It was candy floss.
Oh, right. Okay.
And
that
they just
sense.
Didn't colour it. And yeah, he was meant to eat it. But yeah, he was sick in the.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
not surprised. It just, I don't think, I love spaghetti and I love maple syrup. Oh, no.
Not together.
No, definitely not.
And he threw like M&Ms and things in it, didn't he? Like,
oh,
he crushed
sorts.
Up biscuits and
yeah, just
Pop-Tarts
God
and
knows.
Stuff.
Pop-Tarts, yeah, God. The works.
Yeah, that would
no
make
thanks.
Anyone sick, I think. Oh, cool, that was fun.
Yes.
Right, so yeah, there we have it. So we've got two excellent lists, but only one can be the official world ranking. And it's up to you, our wonderful rankers, to decide. Our rankers to decide. Screw, how do they do that?
They can go to our website at www.top5faceoff.co.uk. and vote there.
Perfect. So I think this is normally where the boys would spin the wheel of decisions. But as
yes.
this is the first, no, it's not the first of two Christmas specials, is it? We had to do it
no.
the other way around. So this
yes.
is the last of two Christmas specials. And the boys will be back in a couple of weeks doing the top five Christmas songs. No, they've done that. So whoever did this script needs to be shot. So basically.
It was your poorliness that meant the script.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault. I was ill. So basically, we would normally do the Wheel of Decisions, but this is the last of the Christmas specials, and I guess they spun the Wheel of Decisions.
Yeah, and it's going to be biscuits, I think.
You're doing biscuits. Okay, wonderful.
Yep.
So there
that's
we go.
Okay, so following protocol, we must do a big shout out for our official supporter hub, Hi Trooper, Kovac, Meg98, and a big shout out to our newest member of the official supporters hub, Goddess Jasmine.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. You guys are the absolute best. Lots of love for our other patrons too, of course. And if you aren't already in the gang, you can join for a measly £1 a month. And that very recently became more than just a token gesture. It became great value.
Didn't just patron-only content. So you get the top five dwarves, top five friends characters, and the actual original pilot episode. And more will be added each month. At the end of the year, you'll be hearing top five things I got for Christmas. And choosing the worst, that one could get interesting. £1 seems way too cheap.
Way too cheap. Yep. If I was a non-patron ranker, I'd be kicking myself right now. That quickly changing the situation so that I no longer needed to kick myself.
It's a great
and
cool
became
squirrel.
A Patreon.
Great.
Absolutely. So that is all for this week. Don't forget to vote, then tell your friends, leave us some lovely reviews, lots of thumbs up on the social pages, become a patron. Don't forget to rewind this podcast for the next people to come along, and we'll see you next time for Top 5 Biscuits.
Yes. See you later, rankers. Love you.
Top 5 Face Off was presented by Harriet Squirrel and Carly Hurst and produced by Powerstorm Awesome Fire Incorporated. For more details and to vote for a winner, visit www.top5faceoff.co.uk. Merry Christmas!
I still have a bit of a cough, so apologies
rubbish.
To Matt for any editing.
Just making work for it.
And it's a real heifer of a cough as well.
Meg98, a vote for Squirrel, says Christmas wrapping slaps.
Shut up, Meg.
Husband in the background.
Uh-huh. I thought slaps was a bad thing, but I'm obviously not down with the kids. Okay, so that's a good thing.
Do I have to read all of these?
Yeah, probably. Okay. There's loads. Sorry, that's not really the attitude, is it? Oh, God, generic witty banting during this section. That sounds like hard work. Okay, let's crack on, Carly.
Yeah, let's get ranking. Well, heads have... Well, I have a head and you have a tail, so let's go for it.
Remember we can.
No, it's in bold, so I have to do that right.
It's in bold, Carly, it's in bold. Then there's another vote for Squirrel, not going to vote for fucking E17. They make the Spice Girls sound great. The song from the holiday special of, oh God, GOTG. What's that?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy, right. That was brilliant. I'm glad you included it. Thanks. That's from Cov.
I am starting the ranking, but before we announce our top Christmas movies, let us take a moment to pour, what's that, disdain on the very worst Christmas. Oh, no, when we've both been number later. Two. Sorry, Matt, you're going to have to cut that bit. I'm just getting too confused
with
the script.
Just getting into the flow.
See you later, rankers. Love you. I can't believe they do this shit every week.
No, good Lord above. And also, they have so much information about each thing that they rank.
I know.
I was just like, yeah, it's a movie. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah, it's funny. There's like, you know, blood and guts and gore. And
so I just press stop on the recording now.
Okay. Top 5 face off.